Good morning and welcome to Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT, brought to you by the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. My special guest this morning is Carol Zinnel. Carol, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So I know you are an occupational therapist and specifically an incontinence specialist over at the hospital. Why don't you start off just by giving me kind of a basic rundown of what exactly you do?
So what we start off doing is talking with each person. Everybody's incontinence is usually unique to them. Everybody thinks it's a stamped thing, but it really truly isn't. And I go into a history with them of what their symptoms are. A lot of what I do is teaching them about their bladder.
Sure.
Telling them, what's a normal bladder do? What is different about our bladders? Because I say ours because I got specialized in this because I had my own incontinence from the very early age of 21, 22 years old. Mm. And I've treated people from 6 years old all the way up to 100 years old, and all of them with great outcomes. And when I say great outcomes, I don't always mean 100% cured, but most of them are. But they're all happy when they leave. There's never been somebody that I have not helped with their incontinence of some form or fashion.
Well, that's good. And I'm sure it helps you have that personal experience, too.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe it made me delve deeper into the situation and finding different ways to treat it, not just one stamp outlook on it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that I do with people is I have them do bladder diaries so I can look at their specific needs. I work on teaching them how to do Kegels, how to do pelvic floor muscle exercises. And of course, the biggest thing, and most people will gasp as I say this, drinking adequate water. Most people think drinking water makes you pee more, but it actually makes you pee less.
Interesting.
Drinking water makes you urinate less because our bladders hate acid. Most of an American diet is filled with acid. Anything, pop, coffee, energy drinks, tomatoes, anything with an acid base is our main diets.
Mm-hmm.
And when we add water to our bodies, it dilutes our bladder to make it not contract enough. When you have an urge to go to the bathroom, your bladder is actually spasming. That's how it sends a signal to the brain to get you to get off your chair and go to find the bathroom. So when you add water to that acid base that's in your bladder, it makes it spasm less.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me, and that sounds very simple, but it's something that I never would have thought of. So as an occupational therapist, what are the other maybe areas of expertise that you have or things that you deal with other than incontinence?
Well, because I learned about the incontinence, kind of spread my wings into finding other means of other than the Kegels and the pelvic floor mm-hmm. muscle exercises that are the kind of the main focus of what most therapists will work on for incontinence, is I learned about a treatment called MYK. It's called myokinesthetic system, and it was developed by a chiropractor, Dr. Mike Iriarty. And from that, I learned about how to treat migraines. We are treating people as they're sent to us for migraines, and we're having extreme success with it, of people who have migraines that maybe can last them for days. And we get them down to where they're, you know, they either don't have them anymore or they have them once a month, and the severity goes from a 8 out of 10 pain to a, if they do get one, it's a 2 out of 10 pain, something very easily to deal with. And so what we do for our employees is we offer them a free treatment. If you have a headache, you can come up, get the quick treatment for the migraine and go back to work. And usually they're able to go back to work and not have to go home.
Well, that's good. That's amazing. From a medical standpoint, is there a difference between just a headache and a migraine? Because I know you mentioned that it's sort of a debilitating headache. But is there any other distinction other than just the severity of the pain?
Usually it's the severity of the pain. Migraines, lots of people will get what they call an aura ahead of time, where they kind of don't feel connected to the world, or their pain is so bad that they can't even open their eyes.
Wow.
And headaches don't go to that severity as a rule.
Carol, if somebody might have a few more questions for you, what is the best way they can get in touch with you?
They can call me at the Humboldt Hospital at 515-332-4200. And if they know that they want to get treated for the incontinence, they can just call their provider and they will send up an order and we can get them started right away.
There you go. That makes sense. Well, Carol, thank you again so much for chatting with me this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to share the message.
No problem at all.